Now we're going to go to consumer advocate Bruce Marks. He's CEO of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, which has been helping homeowners nationwide to renegotiate their loans, trying to avoid foreclosure. Bruce, welcome. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Bruce, what's your overall assessment of the bill? Do you think this is going to help?
It will do absolutely nothing, Michelle. I mean, look at it. It's around refinancing. And when you refinance, you have to meet three criteria, and it virtually eliminates everyone. Because either someone's credit score is too low, the value of the property is too low, or their debt-to-income ratios are too high. And then if one qualifies through that, then the second mortgage holder has to forgive their debt. But even more outrageous than that piece, Michelle, this thing, and they know this in Congress, in the administration, it cannot even be implemented by HUD. HUD is actually saying to people, this cannot go into effect to the middle of next year. So here you have Barney Frank, Senator Dodd, the administration. Everybody knows that this will not be administered to next year. So it's a fraud out there. It will help virtually not one homeowner out there save their home.
Is it a timing problem? Is it a matter of the time? It just takes too long to implement?
Well, that's one aspect. And you know what's outrageous is that we had the person who would be administrating, Brian Montgomery, head of FHA, he has told everybody it cannot be implemented to next year. You have Stephen Pressman, the head of HUD. He's told everybody it cannot be implemented to next year.
Why is that? Just because it takes too long to get it up and running, to ramp up something of this size? Or
absolutely. They've never done it before. There is the risk management. HUD already has 200 vacancies out there that haven't been filled. They can't handle it. But what's worse than that whole piece, Michelle, is that this is really a backdoor way to bail out Fannie and Freddie for their predatory and subprime lending activities. I actually testified in Congress 8 years ago on September 12th of 2000 saying they should be prevented from going into the subprime lending market. And if they did, then the taxpayers would bail them out. Now what's happening, Michelle, is that we had an implicit taxpayer support of Fannie and Freddie of $10 billion. That has now been unlimited. It's been changed to an unlimited taxpayer bailout. That could exceed $800 billion or maybe even $1 trillion of taxpayer money to bail out Fannie and Freddie for their engagement in predatory lending activities.
Let me ask you about one other provision in the bill. One provision calls for about $4 billion in grants to, is it local governments or community organizations working through local governments to buy and refurbished foreclosed homes? Now, the president specifically expressed concern about this provision, saying he thinks it would actually encourage lenders to foreclose because they know they're going to get money from these organizations. Do you think that that's a fair criticism? Was he right about that?
Well, you know, I think what a fair criticism across the board is, this is a bailout for the lenders and the investors who engage in predatory lending activities, knew it. They made billions and billions of dollars, and now we're bailing them out through buying their REO properties.
But wouldn't your organization be one of those that would benefit from this provision?
Oh, sure, sure. We would actually benefit, but it's not about whether NACA is going to benefit or whether it funds an organization. It all has to focus on helping the homeowner.
But you still think it's the wrong provision. You still think it offers the wrong incentives.
I think the whole bill is a fraud. It provides political cover to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They've wanted to extend that $10 billion guarantee. Now they've really succeeded in doing that. They're putting together a facade that says they're going to help the homeowners when, in fact, they're going to help virtually no homeowners out there.
Well, one argument is that it'll help stabilize the credit markets by helping investors regain some confidence. And even if you find that objectionable and kind of morally questionable, the moral hazard, you know, right, is the term that's being used, that some argue that that's kind of a hold-your-nose situation, and it just has to happen because you have to restore confidence in these credit markets somehow. Do you think that's a fair point?
No, I don't, because there's one reason why we have a problem in the credit markets, and that's because of foreclosures. If you stop the foreclosures and you restructure mortgages to keep people in their homes, even if that means reducing their interest rates to 5, 4, and 3% fixed for the remaining term, what does that do? That stops the foreclosures of millions of hardworking Americans. When you stop the foreclosures and the homeowners start to make their mortgage payments, what does that do? That supports the recapital markets. If you do it from Main Street and you build up home ownership, that will help everybody. We have to be around that to have this idea that the moral hazard, what about these investors? That's the moral hazard. We're supporting the investors who engage in predatory lending activity.
What about the argument that
aspect.
Some? I understand what you're saying. What about the argument that some Republicans made in arguing against this bill, that it actually bails out everybody who made bad decisions? It bails out homeowners who were irresponsible, who signed things they didn't understand, or who actually presented incomplete or income information that they knew was false, and that it also bails out people on the other side who engage in these contracts. It's a bailout, and it's bad for the economy. It's bad for everybody. What do you make about that argument?
You cannot blame the homeowners. I mean, we're talking about when the largest financial institutions in the country and the world, the most prestigious, the GMACs, the Wells Fargos, the Washington Mutuals, the Countrywides, they said to people, you can live in a community where your children will be safe, where you don't have to be afraid of their safety, where you can go have them go to good schools, and you can have a home that you could never even imagine. And these companies said, you know, you can refinance in 2 years. Don't worry. So, of course, people are going to take that opportunity. You can't blame the homeowners. We're talking about owner-occupants.
Very, very quickly, though, Mr. Marks, why aren't homeowners equally responsible? I understand your point. You've made your point about predatory lending. You're saying these companies push these loans on people. But what about the people who took them knowing they couldn't afford it?
Because we have laws in this country and the regulators are nowhere to be seen. We used to have community bankers that said, yes, I understand you want a $300,000 mortgage, but you can only afford a $200,000. We had the most prestigious companies in the world, not the loan sharks on the corner saying, if you don't make your payments, we're going to break your legs, saying, okay, yes, you want a $300,000 mortgage, but I'll give you for $400,000 because you can get all kinds of fees.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. Bruce Marks is CEO of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. He joined us from Boston. Thank you so much.
Thank you.